Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Let my love by the gasworks wall dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Just listening to Shane McGowan and his song Dirty Old Town with the Pogues. I woke up yesterday morning to the devastating news that Shane McGowan had left us, which threw me back a wee bit. That was Shane Patrick Lysett McGowan, the lead vocalist and songwriter for the Celtic punk band The Pogues. He passed away in palliative care. Shane's McGowan's songs were influenced by Irish history and nationalism, and artists such as the Clancy Brothers, Who have we got there? Stiff Little Fingers, The Clash and Bob Dylan. The Pogues began as Pogue Mahone, which in Gaelic means kiss my ass. Shane McGowan was fired by the Pogues in 1991 for unprofessional behaviour related to his long history of drug and alcohol abuse, and replaced by Joe Strummer, formerly of The Clash. That's quite a good replacement, isn't it? He subsequently formed a new band called Shane McGowan and the Popes. As time passes, I sincerely hope Shane McGowan's remembered not as a drunk and a druggie, but a tortured genius who was a gifted poet, lyricist and performer who influenced many renowned artists from The Boss to Nick Cave. Sláinte, Shane McGowan. I'll be raising another glass of Guinness to you after the show. Now, if you'll excuse me for a second while I just regather myself, I had to rearrange the show to fit the song in today, and I'll give you the history of this next song, which is we're going to hear an American garage band from Atlanta, Georgia, formed in 1992. Two of the members of the band were kicked out of their senior year after the Columbine Massacre in 1999 because they were regarded as a subculture danger. Ooh, I'm a little bit different, arrest me. The band's original guitarist Ben Eberberg was killed by a drunk driver just days before their 2002 tour. Thankfully they carried on, but sadly they had to cancel a concert here earlier this year at the Tuning Forks. This is the Black Lips and Can't Hold On. Oh, hang on, sorry, I've got the wrong song lined up. Wrong song lined up again. Can't Hold On. We're going to move along to our Kiwi section next. This is a band called The Headless Chickens, and their song, the song is Cruise Control. Now, The Headless Chickens aren't to be confused with a UK band bearing the same name featuring Tom York from Radiohead. The Headless Chickens were part of the Flying Nun label from Dunedin, but went against the grain of the Dunedin sound that dominated the Flying Nun roster, making extensive use of electronic instruments in their music. They did a lot of sampling, and this form of sampling in their recordings had an influence on many other Kiwi bands. The Headless Chickens split up in 2007 after the release of their third album, Greedy. In 2017, their bassist Grant Fell died of cancer at just the tender age of 56. If you're looking at buying or selling real estate in Rangiora, give the band's ex-lead singer Fiona McDonald a call. She's now a real estate agent for Ray White. This is Cruise Control. Going to listen to a guy called called Michael Franti and his band Spearhead. They blend hip-hop, funk, reggae, jazz, folk, rock and rap musical food processor. Michael Franti is a man of peace who is very vocal in his support of peace and social justice. He always performs in bare feet and is 6'6". They take up some room. Apparently he has to leave the room to turn around. Yes, that's a bad dad joke. He has recently opened up a wellness centre in Bali. This is Everyone Deserves Music. Amen to that.
Deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. 7 in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Much left in the bottle of juice, because the seeds that you're planting never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is cracked, because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the time's song, you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music. At the age of 15, learned to drink and drive. No one ever could seem to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much of Rolling Stones. He just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home to cook. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained. We all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame. We all a little bit insane. This song, you know, because
okay, we're going to go to Sweden next, And we're going to listen to a band called Young Folks. That's the song Young Folks by a band called Peter Bjorn and Jorn from Stockholm. They were formed in 1999. Their music is classed as indie pop rock. This song you're about to hear, Young Folks, featured on the soundtrack of How I Met Your Mother and Gossip Girl, two very popular American shows. Young Folks was named the second best track of 2006 by NME. Fathers. They're a Scottish group from, where are they from exactly? They're from Edinburgh. They were formed in 2008. In 2014, they won the Mercury Prize for their debut album, Dead. The T2 Trainspotting soundtrack features six of their songs, which I didn't know that, and I love that movie. And the director, Danny Boyle, described the song Only God Knows from the movie as a heartbeat of the film. This song, Toy, is from their third studio album. And well, where are we ready to go? Pump it up, boys.
I'm chasing. I'm chasing shadows in the gallows, collecting what was stolen from me. I guess the stammers and the manners, I'm the man that's gonna play for keys. Oceanic, see the man, I got the chopper, something bigger than free. You lick it and you stick it and you kinda like the taste of that routine. Emaciated, can't erase it, can't remember what the time in which we met. Somewhere in Tucson, I was for one or two, some then I left. I give 2 cents and a dollar for all the paranoia I forget. But bottom is a killer, for me to see the dealer, now you're dead. You pay your debt. You're playing dead. There's no respect. You're just a broken little toy. Silly little boy. Broken little toy. Lava, lava, we had a flutter, now I'll make you shudder. I wonder if you ever think of me, watching from the cupboard. You think I'm narcissistic, but if he's in the picture, then I'll just be in the kitchen making tea. Do we agree on everything we discuss? Remember when we begun, I never meant to disrupt. You promised we'd stay in touch. I know I'm on the sidelines, but if you don't mind, I stay. You can let me be your puppy dog, leading you astray.
Little toy, little boy, little toy. Silly little boy, you took a broken little toy. Silly little boy, broken little toy.
It is a silly little boy.
That's a crazy song, isn't it? That's Toy by Young Fathers. Okay, it's near the end of the show, extremely close. I'm not going to get a chance to play the song I wanted to, so I'm going to play you a little bit of Massive Attack, their song Unfinished Symphony, because it's going to be an unfinished song. I will tell you more about them and play the song at a future date. So I wish you sayonara, Dr. Tony, over and out. Enjoy your week, and I shall see you next week. This is Unfinished Symphony.